Hello, this is Pastor Steve Shave, Director of Urban and Inner City Mission, and today we have with us Pastor Mark Koshman. And Pastor Koshman, could you introduce yourself, tell us which church you are with, and tell us a little bit about your studies?
Great. Well, thank you so much. It's wonderful to be here. And yes, I'm a pastor at Chapel of the Cross Lutheran Church in North County, St. Louis. And I've served there for 4 years now as a pastor. And I'm also working on my PhD in religion and race and urban studies at St. Louis University. Some of my research has been looking at Midwestern cities, Chicago, St. Louis in particular, and trying to see how churches have responded ever, you know, 40s, 50s, 60s to the present to urban challenges, urban issues, and the ways that they've spoken God's love to people in the community and how they've engaged in any number of different issues as a part of their way of showing God's care for all of creation.
And Pastor, you serve near Ferguson, and I had a chance to hear you present a paper based on the work that you're doing. And could you tell us a little why you think the church obviously works through the means of grace and the kingdom of the right, and we have our word and sacraments that we are to give, for the salvation of the world. Why do you think it's important, though, that the church also play a role in a social issue, such as the one that we are working together on in Ferguson, especially when it relates to racial tension?
Yeah, well, there's a couple of important things that I believe are necessary for the church to do when you're thinking about the situation in Ferguson, or as we presented in our paper at the seminary. First is that the church has a public role. People do look to the church, and the church can't not be but a public entity. And so for the church to be engaged in these types of issues, when something like what happened in Ferguson, which is maybe kind of a symptom of a larger systemic problem of racial inequality or injustice and some history there that has really divided the city over many years. It's important for the church to be aware of that and to listen. We can't do effective ministry unless we're able to listen and hear what the concerns are of all the people. And so that was one of the reasons why in this paper that we presented at the seminary, we really wanted to emphasize churches paying attention to these types of issues. And then the Ferguson issue in particular has been a way for me as a pastor then to actually not just write a paper and do theory, but actually engage with people on the ground. So I really appreciate being able to work with you, Steve, and our work together as a circuit of churches and of national and local all brought together, and the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod to really find a way to bring hope and healing in the best way possible to Ferguson. And that ties in so closely with the actual mission of the church. Certainly, first and foremost, we're about proclaiming the gospel, but we do that in relationships with people, and we do that in a context. And so my hope then is for all of our listeners here today is to think and listen on all the issues that are taking place, and to find a way to speak, I guess, God's love in a way that can connect with people who might be different than us, have different experiences than us, maybe have different worries and fears than we do. And I think everything that's going on in Ferguson gives us a good opportunity to really be the church that the community needs. And I think that's just so very important for our church.
And certainly, one of the advantages I think that we have as the church is that we can work with all those in the community. We have a chaplain who is working with our police officers. We have pastors who are engaged with community leaders. We have pastors who have been engaged with our businesses that have been affected and try to bring assistance through disaster response and other means, and also to be there to help with that reconciliation process. So I think what we also have as an advantage is that we can work as a reconciler with all of the different parties that have been affected and bring Christ's love and mercy in a unique way that only the church can. Can you speak to that any?
Yeah, absolutely. And like I said, it's been just wonderful to see how our church bodies, which sometimes, or at least congregations, sometimes just only think about themselves. But in this situation, North County, that all of the churches are really working together and working in the community. And that's just been awesome to see. And I really think that people in the community pay attention when the church does that sort of joint effort together. And as you said, Steve, absolutely, that the church is able to speak to all the different parties involved. We have a huge stake in the matter because we care about the community as a whole, but we're not trying to lobby for a particular policy, or we're not trying to put forth a certain agenda. We just want people to know Christ and to know His reconciling work in our lives individually and then for the whole community.
Absolutely. And it is an amazing collaborative effort when you think about it. All the different parties that have been involved already, to see all of the churches in the area coming together to bring a presence there in Ferguson where we don't have a presence. And this is not only the local congregations, but this crosses districts. It crosses the different departments in the synod, whether it's urban inner city mission, whether it's Black ministry or disaster response. And so we see this collaborative effort not only within our congregations and in our church body, but also all the different parties there that are working together in the community. So we pray to God that this will be for lasting, for generations to come, that we can have an impact and to bring that kind of reconciliation. And one other question I think that's appropriate to ask, considering the events that have taken place, and to understand that tension and division that can occur. What do you think in terms of the church having an opportunity to make a proclamation into the world that we understand from communion, that no matter who we are, we become the one body of Christ? There is one body of Christ. And so too, we understand that we all are descendants from Adam and Eve. We are descendants from those who stepped off of Noah's Ark, and that we truly are one family, and we are meant to be the one people of God. Can you speak to that just a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, as you said so well, that there's one people of God created from the very beginning. And I think that speaks to the unity that we have as humans, which crosses racial lines or ethnic or cultural. And for us to really embrace that sort of oneness that we have as being created by God. And secondly, then certainly as you spoke to in the church body, we have the added benefit of being one body in Christ. And we're able to maybe speak more truthfully at times about the real hurts or injustices that we might experience, or challenges, specifically with the tension that can sometimes be felt between whites and blacks in St. Louis. And I think the fact that we have this oneness in Christ allows us to talk about these things, knowing that first and foremost we're brothers and sisters in Christ. And by doing that, we're then able to open ourselves up in a way that we maybe would be otherwise too fearful to do, and have that sort of confidence that we'll work together, and to then have the confidence to know that Christ is reconciling us to Himself. And so we have that forgiveness for any sort of communal sin or any sort of communal grief or hurt, that we can find that sort of peace and comfort that only Christ can give. So we have that as the body of Christ to offer to our community. And I think in this particular issue, it's really important for us to be aware of the real challenge that this presents to us. As I said, some of the things that have happened in Ferguson are really just a symptom of, I think, much larger systemic challenges. And so I'd really encourage our listeners to maybe read up on some of these issues, and to go to some of the areas maybe in the city that they're not as familiar with, even just to go out to eat or something like that, have conversations with people who live in different areas of the city. And by doing so, I think we're able to really work together, and for all of us then to have a sense of how God can use the unfortunate events that happened in Ferguson to unite and bring together people. And for us as the church, for us to see how God then brings us together in His body, in that community that we have together.
Amen. And God bless our work as we try to bring hope and, as you said, to deal with the issues that have led up to those tensions that have arisen. And may He also use us to be those who bring peace and reconciliation into this hurting community, to help and to assist with those who grieve and mourn, that they would find hope in Christ. And we give thanks to God for this opportunity that He has given to His church to be His servants in this place, that we might, again, we pray, have an impact for generations to come. And so we thank you, Pastor, for being with us this morning, and we thank you for your work there near Ferguson and now also in Ferguson to be that peacekeeper and to help to bring hope. Thank you so much.
Great. Thank you very much.